Yud Beis Elul, 15th of September, Rabbi Forma Raelis, Shatnas Topics.
Before I start, I just want to say this, when I'm speaking today, it's not la locha la maisa. Just I'm telling you what Shailas could be, and everybody should ask his Rav whatever he should do, because there's no proper Gemara and everything, it's very, very hard. So there's a lot of shittas, Rishoinim, Achoinim, about everything. So wherever you go, Shailas, ask Rav, and I'm just trying to give you a little bit of idea what could be a Shailas or not. Okay, this week, obviously, we speak with a Silva, Shatnes, Tzemer, of Mishtim Yachtov. So you shouldn't wear, or you shouldn't put on a malbish of shatnes, which means shua tuvenuz, like Rashi says, which means to weave, to spin it, and to comb it, and to spin it, and to weave it. According to Rav Rishoyim. Tzemer, whenever the Torah says tzemer, it only applies to one type of wool, which is from a sheep. Any other wool, like from a wool from a camel, or a llama, whatever it is not included in the Isser of Shatnes. So you can take wool from a camel and put it together with linen, and you wouldn't be over Shatnes. The only problem could be Maras Ayin. But as if it's very common to have wool from a camel or from a llama, in such a case there will be not even Maras Ayin included. Okay. Vishtim is a flax plant, which linen is made of. Now, Pishtim has got a few names, as you know, there's Sheish, Bad. Now, Pishtim, how do we know what flax tree plant did look like? So this is a Mesoira. We have a Mesoira already from thousands of years, what a plant looks like. Now, the only problem is, as it is Sheish, it's interesting, why is it called Sheish? So I saw the Tosyon, and I saw he explains, because when you grow a flax plant, it actually damages the ground for 6 years. It takes 6 years to be able to do it again. That's one of the things. But it's interesting today, because we have got the microscope, if you'll be able to look at the top of the fiber, so you'll see there's 6 points. Is it called the hex tool? How do you call it? 26 points, right? So it's got 6 points. Maybe that's the reason it's got 6 corners. That's why it's called change. Maybe. I don't know. But this is it. But there's bad. There is another bad. Why is bad? Since the more bad is called levad. What is a sign of the flax plant? Is that one stalk is growing from every grain. The problem is that if you're going to look today, you'll see that it's not true. You have you've got a lot of branches coming out of that plant, and it doesn't look like levad at all. So they say that nishtana teva. We have got Mesoira, it stays the same, this is the plant. Ah, it looks different than it used to look. Nishtava Teva, and that's how we have to explain. So that's basically what wool and linen is. Then we've got obviously another posuk in Vayikra. It says, Beget Kilayim Shatnes, Lo Yalo Lech, you shouldn't put on you. Okay? Now the question is, we see the two psukim are a bit different. So every posuk actually explains the other posuk exactly. So, I'll start like this. What is Be'etzel a beget which needs to be checked? What is a beget? What is the definition of a beget which tells you this is something which needs to be checked? You can't have shakas. So the Rambam says, I'll tell the loss of the Rambam. Rambam says, Ein oso mishum kilayim, elo begodim shehem derech chimu. Kigoyim, mechnasayim, v'avnit, v'asim lo. He says that shakas is only something derech chimu, which something you do to warm yourself up. If it's another reason, maybe not. Let's say trousers, a jacket, a similar, or even he says a belt, is considered shatnes. There you could be shatnes. But he says there's other things like a little pocket that they used to hang on their hand to put their money in. This is not derech chimum. People don't have that derech chimum. In such a case, it would be considered a beged. So it's a little, and it's not shatnes. That's what the Rambam says. Problem is, when you look at it, there's a Mishnah in Kilayim. He speaks about all different things like a coat, like a mantle for a Torah, or a handkerchief, or whatever. And he speaks there also about a bib for a barber, right? Now, a bib of a barber was, in those days, obviously, they made bib of linen and wool. And the shaila is, the Mishnah says, if something is done shatas, it's awesome. Right? And that's how the Mishnah says, it's awesome, you should do kilayim if you've got a bib for a barber. I mean, not for a barber, for somebody who goes to a barber. Now, the thing is, the Shulchan Aruch paskens, and the laws of the Shulchan Aruch, if it's done, he made like, it's got a roish, somewhere a little hole to put your head in it, yeah? V'lo yivash oish gedeh levisha, he puts it like, it looks like something he puts on levisha, then it's also mishum tzadnes. Comes the Taz, and the Taz explains, he says, even though that this is only made for lichloch, for the hair should go on your godin, and there's no chimum involved, right? Still it shatters. Why? Because it's got the din, it's got the shem malbush. So we see here that there's two things. There's, it has to be der chimum like the Rambam, and here the Shulchan Aruch seems to be that it doesn't have to be der chimum. Even a bait which is not der chimum, it's not kidding for two, it's for some other reason. So the L'chol of the Taz explains, the difference is, why do I need to have? When, in which case, do I need chimum when it's not a malbish? Then I need der chimum. But if you've got malbish, yes, anything, and it's not der chimum, it doesn't matter. It's got shem malbish. L'may nafkamin today, let's say, what would the mashkin? Nafkamin be, let's say, a tie. A tie is got din malbush, but it's not der chimum. No one puts the tie. The mice, I sometimes put the tie when it's cold. But normal people put a tie because of lenoi, it looks nice, he wants this. It's nothing to do with the der chimum. And still, we paskin, because of this, that you shouldn't have shatness in the tie as well. Right? So this would be one of the nafkaminas. The government time. Now, it says in the, like I mentioned before, in the other posuk it says, lo yalo lecho. Lo yalo lecho, which could mean, don't put anything on you. Lav nafka malbish. Got an umbrella, a tent, anything on you, it shouldn't be within the mind of shatas. Or somebody, let's say, would have a bag with shatas and carry it on the street like that. This lo yalo lecho, you shouldn't put on you. So Lo Yisrael Bash tells me, no. The only case where he would be ushered to do Lo Yala Lecho is only in a case where it's some chibum in it. Even if it's not a malbush, like a blanket. It's not a malbush, but it's there a chibum, right? So there will be shatas, it could be shatas as well. So he has to be checked, okay? So that's basically the Yisrael, what is considered malbush or not. Now, midoraisa, it's only, like I say, loyal alecho is to put on you. Now, if you want to sit on something, it's not layer, it's not oiler, yeah? A chair, a sofa, or a bed, a mattress. Would it be shatnes? So this is already the Rabbono. Rabbono said, listen, Shemo, Yachir Ni'ima, maybe he will get shatnes on you, so don't sit on shatnes. But there's two tnoim, two conditions, which tells you when are you not allowed to sit on something which is the shatnes with the rabbanan. This is, first of all, it has to be soft. Now, if it's very stiff and hard, in other words, you don't sink into it, then there's no shatnes with the rabbanan either. And also what it needs to be, it has to be touching some, your goof. Yeah, you have to be nene, the goof has to be nene. A lot of people mark it on the mattress, this. There's a whole tshuva of the Minchas Yitzchok. A lot of everybody actually, all Rav Pato also has got tshuva about this. So he says in Melamed Sus that there's a svek, lechoy yonid. But the emesim today, unless you buy a very expensive mattress, right, there wouldn't be woolen in a minute. As far as I've heard from other bottom. So normal mattress, which is not extremely, but sometimes I get, people tell me that before they order, they want to know exactly what's inside it, and they say, roll a little. So you know, don't buy such a thing. Even though you could maybe get away, you put the bag, it's not kedai. Now, there is a din of lovodim, which means a felt. I think it's felt. What is called a hat is made of felt, isn't it? What is this called?
Felt.
Yeah? Now, felt, there's a machlokes, there's three shittas in it. That's what I'm saying, it's so complicated. There's a lot of shittas, what shittas really mean. Shua, two of those, I explained to you. It has to be combed together, it has to be spun together, wool ending in, And then it has to be together. This and Shittas is Rashi. All three things has to be done together to be over the rice. The Tam says, no, one of them is enough. Right? Once you spin it together and you don't leave the, it's also considered Shittas. Right? And the third Shittas, which is the most chomo, is the Rambam. The Rambam says there is everything is Shittas, whatever you do. You take two, wool and linen, without just combing together and squash it together like a felt, will be Issa the rice. Or you've got belt, and one belt on one side is shatas, on the other side is one shat is wool and one linen, and it's not touching, it's also going to be no raisa. Yeah? So this is the Rambam. Shittas, so I feel the Rambam, something like a head would be considered shatas. Problem is, why don't we check a head? So the simple reason is that the head is not made of wool. It's made of a rabbit's head, normally. Now in Israel they say they found a lot of hedge with a lot of wool in it because it's cheaper. But the answer it shouldn't be. And that's why it's better, it's much harder and stiffer because it's rabbit's head, it's not wool. So the simple reason, when you see a head which is very soft, you buy a Mark Spencer and it's very soft, if it doesn't see what it is, normally it would be wool because wool is soft. And if it's rabbit, it's hard. So that's one thing, so that's why it doesn't need checking. And then there's another reason why it doesn't need checking, because the Rabbonon, if it's only Midr Rabbonon, like I said, Midr Rambam is Taka Doraisa, but if you shit as Rabbi Nitan, it's only Midr Rabbonon. So if it's stiff, the Rabbonon didn't say it either. So if it's soft, it will be, and it's normally stiff. Okay, so that's a head. And it's interesting to know that there was a story with the Gro when he went in Golis for 3 years, so he went to some of the Baal, Bala Osher, I don't know who he is, and he was his Baruch son, he was sleeping there, and in the night he went past the Balabos, he looked through the door, he saw that his blanket was on the side of the bed, no. So he thought maybe he fell off, so he went in and he put it back on. Before he could turn around, he was back off, so he went back, and the girl said to him, quietly, he said, we have to, in Yiddish, he said, Vidav choshe zan, Bashatel lefi shittas haramba. So those blankets that he gave, he was a chashash of the raisa, according to the Rambam. So why he did this balabos, it says he brings down, he cut all the pieces which was a chashash of shatas, even though maybe he wouldn't, mommy did this, so, and he did not only this blank, he made the whole house, he took all the shatas out of the Rambam. Now, today it's funny, it's something I never dreamt I will see, is shoes which are made of wool. Woolen shoes, not slippers, proper woolen shoes. When I started 20 years ago, there was no such thing. The only thing, there was boots, we had wool in it, you know, and then Taka had shafts because it was sewn with linen, and it was wool. But now they've got like shoes, and it's some kind of a few makes that they make in Australia, I don't remember, England, which sells a lot of those, and there is shafts with those, not all of them. Some of them, you can see there's some linen and wool in it. So this obviously needs to be shatas. Even though in Aloch it says a sandal, there's certain sandals which don't have to be checked shatas. Yeah? This is because there's certain areas in the foot where the skin is hard, which is not nene for the shatas. Yeah? Like I said, with the rabbon, you need to be nene. So if you go on it and you're not nene, so but the normal shoe of other needs to be checked. Because there is sharpness and it's on the skin where it's soft and it does have flow. Right. There's even linen shoes now for ladies. I've seen linen shoes. So what could be a linen shoe is there's normally not going to be wool in it. There is another problem. There's a halacha yeged al gabe beged, which means if somebody's got two pair of trousers, one of linen and one of wool. Now, if he can't take off the bottom one without the top one, right? Is this considered a chibur? Is it considered one or not? So in Shulchan Aruch Paskes, the Maaseh, that's okay. There's no chashash. But the Ramah said, Nochon li zoyer. It should be zoyer. It shouldn't have it. Taka the Chazanish was very makpet. And in Yerushalayim, Taka the way makpet as well. And they used to, what they used to do, in those days there was always shabbos. The sock was made of wool. And the shoe was always sewn with linen in those days. It was the strongest thing. So, what did they do? So what they did, they made a small little hole in the front of the shoe to be able to pull out the sock without having to take the shoe off. Like a sandal type of thing. So that's what they did. But this is Begad Abayah. So L'chol, here also, if this woman has got this linen shoe and she's got a linen shoe with a woolen sock, could be also Begad Abayah, if you want to remark that according to the Ramah. that I don't know what the solution would be. But this is all you have to ask, obviously, a shayla of what to do. Now, I'll ask just a few shaylas that people ask me to say that, right? So let's say people ask me what would be if I already gave a student a jacket exactly the same, right? Does he need checking again? Well, what could it be? I mean, you said it's perfectly all right, which is like a true. Does he need checking? So the emphasis is you have to check it. Why? Because it's not, I'm not talking about the material. You're right, if the material is exactly the same, it would not have, one would have shot as well. That's true. The problem is there's like 40 places on each side of the jacket which can have sharpness in there. A little piece of linen sewn to it, or the collar, or the shoulder pad, or whatever it is, and that makes the whole thing sharpness. So, a few years ago, I've got the Marks and Spencer was Beike, was this, I had one suit that didn't have nothing. It's exactly the same suit, one didn't have nothing, one didn't have, with the whole, had full of sharpness, and one, some of them had sharpness on one side, but didn't have on the other side. So if in the same suit they can put on one side, yes, well, they're definitely two different suits. Besides, that in my experience it's so big, they've got different factories all over the world. So that it could be the same material, they use different fabric, they different, and one uses shutters, one doesn't. Today is better. But a few years ago, there was full of shutters. My experience did at least four different types of shutters, around the armhole, in the collar, over here. So that's one shiny. So Lohar needs checking. Because I can't guarantee if it's wool. If you've got wool, all linen needs to be checked. If it's not wool or linen, let's say Mark Spencer had also with cotton, also had sharpness. Where did they have sharpness? If it's 100% cotton, how can it be wool and linen in it? So it's amazing. In the back of the collar, there's this melter, which is wool. And inside, or outside, it's got linen. So you've got, once it's been sewn to the garment, it becomes part of the garment, and it's sharpness, right? Obviously, you can't be soim chagoy. A lot of people do the alteration. Today, when I started every alteration that came out sharpness, today is much, much better. Much better. But still, you should kedai to be boiling afterwards. If it's done by machine, and not by hand, then maybe it's more, you can be made, most probably can't be linen, because to have linen, you have to have a special machine, which normally a tailor wouldn't have, unless a specialized tailor, right? It's always good to come in, just like check on the spot, just in case. You never know, right? So that's this. People do, obviously, a lot of people make they go to a tailor in China or wherever, in Hong Kong, wherever they go. So you can't be soy at all. Because 80% of what they say is not true, they always put shatners. Now, I don't know if his mom is lying because he wants to be lying. It's just for the simple reason he doesn't know. He's got hundreds of Chinese working for him. Just tells them put them, make a suit, it takes 2 or 4 hours and make the whole suit. And they just put whatever they've got, and there's always sharpness. Right? There's a company here that a lot of people use. There's always on and off. Now, actually, the last few weeks, it's been all right. And then in another few weeks, it's bad again. It just comes and goes, I don't understand. And it's not good, because the guy who organizes it is a former Jew, from what I understand. And it's this anger name that, you know, people come back to him. He says, I had to spend so much money to take all the sharpness. But you see, that's how it goes. And even the case 2 years ago, 3 years ago, somebody made a suit in London, and he made a contract with the guy. No sharpness in the suit. The guy promised him there will be no sharpness in the suit. He had a proper suit, everything done. Even his cap was the same material as his thing. Everything was done. And it wasn't just a little bit of sharpness. The whole thing was full. Every pocket, everything. I never see so much sharpness. This was already with the contract. So the guy wasn't actually, he said, no, this 100%, there's no, this is cotton, this is Canadian cotton, so what do we do? So we had to do it, and we talk about thousands of pounds here, not like a cheap suit, it was very expensive. So we had to send it to, there's only like in Manchester, they've got special non-Jewish laboratories for the silent, and we send it there, and the trial cost like 40, 50 pounds, I can't remember which it was. And they gave a proper report, and Itaki said there was linen in this thing. So Itaki gave it back, gave it free, okay, whatever. But it just shows you, even with the contract, can't. And it, maybe it's not true. The guy Itaki didn't mean to push out it. He doesn't know. How should he know? He says he ordered something and he gave him something else. Now, there's another, there's a shaila, a lot of things that people who have got, let's say, the Rishonim speak about, if somebody goes in the shop and he knows there's certain makes which always have Shabbos, Bosfut, or Canali, or Brioni, whatever people buy. Now, what do you do if you want to try it on? Can you try it on? Okay, so you've got Mishnah. The Mishnah, the Rambam says, L'avriach es hanechas. Somebody goes and he wants to, in those days he didn't have to pay tax if he used it, right? And so they used to wear it, so he used to look like he wore it, and he didn't have to pay tax on it. So in such a case, the Rambam and the Mishnah says that you it's Shabbos, you can't do that. Masha Enkin, if somebody does, he sells suits, right? So he goes and he wants to show the people how nice he looks, and he puts it on to show people how it looks like. So you've got those two. In that case, you pass it, it's okay. So what's the difference? So they say that the difference is that the guy who makes for the meches, yes, for the tax, he wants to wear it. That's the guy who doesn't want to wear it, he wants the other guy to see. He doesn't want to have no wearing it at all. So the Rabbanis Karelit Lamas will say it's not the same that if somebody wears it, this is somebody who sells it, but somebody who actually wants to buy it could be not exactly the same. So there's so you should ask a Shaila Rov, and there is the Bchuna has got an idea. Use another from another thing and see if it's from another or a bigger size. Not exactly the same, tiny bit bigger. So mainly you know mamish it's not really fitting for you, so your mamish it's not dech vish so much. I don't know how it works. But so this is shy like this. The mass, a lot of people who already buy it, they just send it straight away in the shop without trying. They know exactly the size, so then it's no shy enough. Now, the shyly is now, a lot of people ask me if it's not always, like I say, there's no wool or linen in it, does it need checking? So the only thing that does need checking is a jacket, which is a man's jacket. A women's jacket is always okay, because there's no shoulder pad, only like spongy ones, there's no collar, so the choir, if there's no wool, doesn't need, but a man's jacket does, let me explain to you. Trousers which don't have wool or linen, normally I don't too. If you're choishes, then you can bring it in, I'll have a look, but the maisa, I don't think, is such a big chashash, I haven't seen Shabbos or polyester trousers forever. So there's,
the waistband.
But you have to have wool and linen, which is very likely. It's like spec fake.
Why should
they have wool?
No, he's right. They put some reinforcement, you're right. But the canvas is, you can have all wool or linen. To have wool and linen, it's very far-fetched. Unless it's tailor-made, or it's there, then I do check it. But if it's done for Mark Spencer, then we'd only use them.
Canali is,
pardon?
The canali is always a problem.
Yeah, canali, that's wool. Not, I'm talking about not wool. Buddy, you're right. Canali is because it's no linen.
It's
not
wool.
Yeah, now there is another thing. Ladies things is, I've said it a few times, there's lady, even if it's not linen or wool, if it's got a linen look, it's got a linen look, whatever it is, looks like linen, but it isn't linen. So there it can be that they've got wool and linen in it to make it look. So it's a small percentage. So now there's no bittul berov, as you all know, because if you got one thread in the whole garment, it doesn't become bittul berov unless the actual thread has been mixed lechatchila in the beginning, wool and linen. Then wool and linen, wool and something else to be mabat.
So it's a mashahu.
Mashahu what? Yeah, say that maybe it becomes bottle. Right, so such things should be checked, or you've got chashash, because a lot of times the labels are not right. Like, say that every year I've got a few things with the labels, totally wrong. A lot of times it says shatas, but there isn't shatas, so it's not always going one way. Sometimes it does have shatas, sometimes it doesn't have shatas. So label is not always reliable. So if you've got chashash, it looks to you a bit woolly, then maybe it's kedai to bring it in, even though it says not.
So how does it come to?
What?
Excuse me.
Yeah, what do you want to ask?
You can't rely on the label.
No, I say 90%, if you feel that it doesn't sound right, it's kedai to bring it, because there are some, obviously, they make mistakes. I mean, I had a story that the lady came just the night before the chasana, and she bought this yid, and then she realized that it was shatas. It says, well, on the actual label. A lot of people don't look at the label. And she had a chasana of her daughter the next morning, the next day. So I said, listen, normally they're right, but I'll have a look. And I took a check, you have to check much harder in such a case than the other way around. And I didn't see any sharpness in it, so she could wear it. So it does work this way as well. Yeah. Okay, now, like I said, the bittel berov, it doesn't work if you've got a thread, a button, which is sewn with a linen thread on the wooden thing. It's part of the garment. Anything is part, even though it doesn't actually touch you, if it's somewhere on the floor, like a dress which goes on the floor and there's a little piece of shatness on the back, that would also be considered shatness. Because it says yachtov. Any shyness?
The shoulder pad is okay.
Okay. Now there's a shyness about blay begodim. That's what you mean. Blay begodim, which means you've got a lot of blay begodim, which means you've got a lot of threads, old threads, and you put together and they squash it to a shape of a shoulder pad. Right? Now, those threads can be of hundreds of different threads. It can be more linen, cotton, polyester, silk, whatever. Now, there's no way I can check this. Now, even if I... So there is two things. First of all, it's not obviously done shatness. It's not actually sewn together. The only thing could be when it's sewn to the garment, it could be that the linen is sewn to the garment. It's a svek sveka, right? So it's a svek sveka with the chaznisha, the bnei yeshiva, this should be machma on it, and Takin Gate said it was machma, but we in the shop, lechatchila, we have machma. If somebody wants to, we'll take it out. Today, to find those shoulder pads are very, very rare. It used to be very common. So in the last 10 years, it's going down and down. Now I've got hardly any of those left.
Tie.
Even though.
Like a tie.
What?
Tie.
A normal tie. So that's like I said before, a tie I normally check. So if it's polyester, I never saw a polyester tie with shatters. But silk I did find quite a lot of them. Yeah, inside, in the inside, yeah, to keep the shape, got woolen linen in there. They take shmat or whatever they do, and they got woolen linen. Right. So once, twice, they use it to make it. But they're normally more expensive ones.
So pure silk is okay? Silk tie?
No, yeah, the silk tie, the problem is not the silk tie, the problem is the inside the tie. They put a piece to keep the shape.
To get the shape.
And that's where the linen and wool can be. So, you should bring it in.
Yeah.
Like I said before, I explained it, you know, why you should. It's not like a malbush. Some people, maybe these things you don't need to check it. I don't know. So you ask, oh, but we are machm in the shop. Right. Now.
So the expensive tires.
It's normally expensive, the ones I found shutters. But once you've got sale, I normally tell them to bring it in. If it's polyester, it's up to you. If you want to be machm, it's better. It's kedai. Because we find that in shatnes we are more machmir than other things in a lot of things. You could find a pia locha with all the things to be matter a lot of things in shatnes. It seems to be a pika bolda, the rekanti, the tfilas, don't be miskabo. So it seems to be, the Chochmas Odom says that, you know, when it comes to shatnes, you are machmir more. That's why we are more machmir. It could be the reason is because it's not just one time, you can wear it 20 times or 50 times a year. Every time you chat, even though you go ahead to be a mice, you're using it, so it's maybe not kedai. So maybe that's the reason. But they say, the Chochmas Odom say we should definitely be machmir more than we would normally machmir. Yeah?
Yeah, sure. Okay, if anybody still wants it, you can actually come tomorrow.